God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. My, how the tables turn in the story of Esther. In the story of Esther, there is a kingdom, there's a king, and there's an evil man named Haman, the Jews' enemy, the Bible calls him. And it was in his intent in this massive Medo-Persian empire to destroy the Jewish nation. He hated a Jewish man named Mordecai, and he transferred that to the entire nation and wished to destroy both. What he did not know was that Esther was Mordecai's cousin, and she, in fact, was the queen. In fact, no one knew this. She had kept it a secret in order to protect herself. But there came a time where Esther had to acknowledge who she was, to be who she was, and to trust God with what would follow. Long story short, this wicked Haman had basically thrown dice. He had cast dice. He had cast lots. It's called Pur, P-U-R, and that was a way of just making a decision in this empire. And so he had cast lots, essentially, to decide what day, with the king's permission, they would destroy the Jewish people. Well, God intervened, and the truth is that Haman ended up being hung on his own gallows. The ring indicating the king's favor that had belonged to Haman was given to Mordecai the Jew. The house of Haman was given to Esther the queen, and the day upon which the Jews were to be killed ended up being the Feast of Purim, the day that the Jews celebrated the providence of God and the survival of the nation. Now, three things about gratitude you can kind of see in Esther chapter 9. Number one, gratitude is a ritual, or at least it should be. Verse 21 says, "To establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly." So this day became a yearly event. It became a yearly ritual. By ritual, I mean a habit that has meaning. Sometimes we say grace. We thank God for the food. We say grace before a meal, maybe breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Now, that's good, but it kind of loses its point if it loses its meaning. We're living in a world that has very little ritual, at least in America. It seems like most meaningful rituals have been forgotten or ignored. People dress the same way every day, including Saturday. They eat the same way. They think the same way. They do the same things. There's nothing that distinguishes a special day from a normal day. There's nothing that esteems a special time more than any other. And so it's more than just being casual. It's losing the differences in days. It's losing the significance of things that ought to be remembered. So gratitude is a ritual. So we have Thanksgiving, and well, we should. It should be a habit. It should be something that is done on purpose for a reason. So gratitude is a ritual. Secondly, gratitude is a memorial. In verse 28, the Bible says in the book of Esther, chapter 9, "And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation." Later, the Bible says it would be a memorial. What is a memorial? It is something that aids in our memory. If I am to be grateful, then I need to remember the many causes for my gratitude. You know, this is something where I could be practical. Maybe I have a list where I keep all my prayer requests. I have a prayer list, things I pray for every day or every week. You know, maybe it would be good for me if I would make a list of the things for which I'm grateful. Maybe answers to prayer, not just requests I have, but answers I've been given. So gratitude is a memorial. It helps us remember things that matter. Third of all, you see here that gratitude is a celebration. In verse 22, the second part of that verse, the Bible says, "The month was turned unto them," that is the Jewish people, "from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day." They made a day of feasting and joy, of sending gifts to other people, of helping the poor. They were mindful. How ironic. Pur, which is basically dice, dumb chance, you might say, it figures so prominently in the story of Esther. And yet Purim, which comes from the word pur, is a celebration not of dumb chance, but of God's providence. So A party needs but an excuse. A celebration demands a reason. If on Memorial Day I have the day off and I grill steaks and I have friends, but I have no memory of what is important on that day, then I don't have a memorial. I just have a party. I don't have a celebration. I just have a party. Which is easier, to remember what you need or what you've been given? Well, the truth is, these people were mindful because they were glad to even be alive. They had gone from fasting and crying to rejoicing and giving. And so today we can learn much about the nature of gratitude, and we are reminded of the importance of being grateful in our lives.